Welcome to Cinema Vino. This is episode 1 of season 2. It's episode 13 overall of 14 recorded. Tonight, because we got the approach of spring and the awakening of the seasons.
Spring has sprung.
Mm-hmm. And you got basic training.
Diamonds.
Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be talking about baseball movies.
Yes.
And perhaps part of a larger discussion of sports movies in general, but... you know, baseball is a definitively American sport, and so it occupies the plot of a lot of American movies, and so more so than probably many other countries, but...
Yeah.
So, we're going to talk about our favorite baseball movies. Taylor?
Yeah. Yeah, there's, you know, off the top of your head, I can't really think of, like, one that I was like, oh, man, this is the best one, because there were just... so many. Like, I was shocked when you kind of gave me the idea. Like, I was like, man, there are way more baseball movies than I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more geared towards the kid cinema for children. But, you know, obviously The Natural is up there. Field of Dreams, Aitman Out. Going back to one of Travis's favorite movies, King Ralph. I don't know if it was The Babe or Babe.
The Babe, yeah.
The Babe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now, that was dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Was it with John Goodman?
Yeah.
That was bad. And I'll be, you know, oh, Travis is excited.
Mm-hmm.
Wait your turn. So, of all those movies, which I consider to be more like dramatic, Field of Dreams is right up there with me.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Waterworld, Kevin Costner's best film.
Mm-hmm.
Postman was right there, too. But it was a great film. Inspired hopes and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Great film. But on the other side, when you look at the kids' cinema side of it, where you had The Sandlot, which I think anybody would say is number one.
God, I can't believe I forgot that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you're thinking of two, The Rise of Hercules. It was like, which I do think it was like Hercules Return or something.
Mm-hmm. I think it was straight to video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. VHS.
Mm-hmm.
But besides Sandlot, there's Rookie of the Year. Which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think those tendons feel a little tight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that Funky Butt Lovin'?
Yep.
Okay.
Rodemugga. Hot Ice. Little Big League.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of... And I, one of our good friends who's often at baseball movies, we talked about the reason why we liked that one so much was they actually had real baseball players in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a kid being a GM... which is outrageous,
yeah.
And it's but still really well done, and had even like Ken Griffey Jr. with. I was like, this is actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, besides Sandlot, I have to say Rookie of the Year is probably one of my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
A great love story, you know, kid
Gary Busey,
Gary Busey's
damn rocket. Straight,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a kid losing his childhood but then gaining it back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it was so beautiful.
That movie also haunted me a little bit because the sound of Rocket when he like gave it all and his like arm was done.
Oh,
when he
went,
I don't know what sound effect they used, what kind of Foley was involved, but I was like, oh, it made me think of spaghetti getting pulled apart. And I was like, I don't want none of that.
No,
I got a full cringe off that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that was kind of one of my Rookie of the Year is probably one of my favorite baseball, like, for its comedic effort and actually does go through some drama. But, you know, besides the kids, I would say Field of Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. But I think that's everybody's favorite baseball movie.
It's up there. It's one of the ultimate guy movies.
Yes, you exactly. Know?
Yeah. It's the tender macho movie.
Hey, Dad, want to catch?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Little Big League had, was it Jason Robards as the grandpa?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P.
Just think, I mean, remake Field of Dreams today, but instead of, like, you know, ghosts coming back, it's just straight-up undead baseball players, like, coming out of your cornfields.
It's like Thriller, but with baseball players.
Yep.
That might work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
can we copyright that right now?
I think
it's like,
so.
We need to copyright this? It's like...
I think, honestly, I think it was before its time, but I think the original Night of the Living Dead... was just Field Dreams gone bad. Like they all attack that farmhouse.
So you're saying they come out, but they're not going to play baseball?
No.
Like they're here to attack.
Yes, they're here to play baseball. But
can they go outside the baseball field? Much like
Field of Dreams.
Yeah. So
holy shit.
They have to be invited off of it.
No. You know what? During the entire attack in Night of the Living Dead, nobody tried to draw a baseball diamond around any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we just don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how you beat a zombie. You're mm-hmm. like, we gotta run down this alley. We gotta trap them in. As soon as they walk past this alley, finish drawing that chalk line.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go fucking anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And then call for a suicide bunt.
Yes. And then all the kids in the sandlot, they can show up mm-hmm. and they can just have a shit ton of balls that mm-hmm. they just like hit with their bat right in there, trying to take a zombie out with it. Guys, I don't know a lot about baseball movies.
You're killing me, Smalls. Yeah. Literally.
I don't get it.
But I remember Joanne and I got in a heated argument when we first started dating about whether it's Wendy Peppercorn or Wendy Peppercorn.
Ooh. If you're asking me, just...
Peppercorn.
That sounds more logical. Mm-hmm. But I think I've always said peppercorn.
But I lost. I said peppercorn and was soundly defeated. That was the first of many arguments.
Pep, you were a P mm-hmm. guy?
Yeah. See, I thought mm-hmm. I would have said P, but mm-hmm. I think, you know, sounds better with it.
And that still gets brought up periodically.
Well, at least you married up.
Yeah, that's true.
That was sweet.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we did.
Hey, JoJo.
We did meet briefly.
Love you.
We did meet after I started to drown, so, in the pool. She pulled me out, so. That's yeah. how that started. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So my movie now that I've, excuse me, that I've just thought of, and I didn't think of it until.
Wow.
Wait, did we pick that up on camera?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, something got picked up.
Guys, that was a fake fart. It wasn't real. All right. I'm so embarrassed.
Listeners, feel free to call a doorknob on that.
What? Don't know what that means. Sounds funny though. God, A League of Their Own. God, I can't even get the sentence out.
Son of a bitch. I know. Call, man.
I forgot about it until you mentioned Sandlot, and I was like, oh shit.
Ah, Rosie O'Donnell, R.I.P.
Yeah, Rockford Peach.
Mm-hmm. Probably the best theme song for a team ever.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. And am I the only one that like? Thinks that old Gina Davis is still bangable. Like the old lady that plays old Gina Davis in it at the beginning and the end of the movie.
So you don't want to bang Gina Davis because that was two different people, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. So I would bang them both.
Okay, so you want to bang the old lady?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not stealing your life, but that is a good call. That is a great movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, really, really well done.
Baseball movies breed great quotes. You know, there's no crying in baseball.
Tom Hanks,
penis with a little hat on.
Yes, Tom Hanks. Like, I just loved him in that movie. It was like, I mean, I could certainly use the money. This is like, he was the
zero fucks.
It was so funny. It's like he was the comedic relief,
mm-hmm.
but it was already a funny movie. Mm-hmm. It was like, I just feel like he just showed up and like literally just drank every day and was like, okay, we need you to be a dick. And it was like, can do.
John Lovitz in that was also fucking hilarious.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then, what was it? Dottie Henson. What a hitter.
Marla Hooch.
Marla Hooch, yeah. What a hitter.
What a hitter.
Man, what a great voice, too. Because, I mean, that's an example of the transatlantic accent that people used back then in movies and TV.
Let's hear it.
Well, it's like, it's exactly that. It's like, oh, Forrest, three strikes. He's out there. He's going to hit the locker room, you know.
So, oh, I thought you were going to do the John Lovitz.
No, I don't really remember his, like, anything he says in that movie, though. Something about cows moving. Yeah. I don't remember.
Will you shut up?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty spot on. Yeah. But yeah, I think baseball movies just have good quotes in them, you know.
Yeah, I also loved, Rookie of the Year was one of my faves. I don't think I've seen Little Big League all the way through. But I have seen The Big Green and Little Giants, which are not baseball movies, but I had to say the name.
Mm-hmm. Just to work that in there.
Yeah.
The Big Green was terrible, but...
What? Steve Guttenberg? The weird guy with the freckles and the red hair? Little kid?
But Little Giants... was
Rick Moranis.
That was awesome. Icebox.
And that one
Ed O'Neill? Hello. It was like,
best role.
Yeah. I mean,
besides Dutch.
we got to go. All right. Todd, what was your favorite baseball movie before we start derailing and spiraling out of control?
Yeah. Before Travis seizes the handbrakes and takes us off the cliff.
Before we get on Ed O'Neill's biography here.
Guys, I don't know baseball.
13th Warrior.
Yeah.
It's got good weather.
My pick, my favorite sports movie is Bull Durham. I think that's my number one. Is that
Susan Sarandon?
Tim Robbins, Kevin Costner. It's got the best sports quotes, too, I think.
Todd, I'm interrupting you because if I don't say it now, I'm going to forget another baseball movie, which, Travis, you might have seen.
Jerry Maguire?
Major League. Jesus. But Major League, another great baseball movie that was just like full of one-liners.
Yes.
But yes, but Bull Durham.
The part that I always think of the most is whenever, you know, Tim Robbins has like a fungus growing on his shower shoes. And Kevin Costner's like his mentor or whatever, and you know.
Oh, Kevin.
And he's like, you know, you can't have fungus on your shower shoes. And when you win 20 games a year in the major leagues, you can let that grow on there, and the press will think you're colorful. Until then, it means you're a slob.
Yeah.
I think about that. It's like the old cliche that nothing succeeds like success. It's like you can't do slobby, crappy stuff until you get to that level of confidence,
right?
Like success. Yeah. You can pull that off.
Man.
You know, it's like how Jack Nicholson, like, wears shades to every premiere, to every Laker game. He never takes them off because he's Jack Nicholson. You know, he doesn't have to.
I can do this.
Yeah, I love in Field of Dreams, the old guy that they find that's like describing, like,
the doctor?
The doctor. When he's describing, like, oh, the field of the ball, the crack of the bat, and all that. I was like, that's another one of those, like, lines that, like, or, God, what am I thinking of? Soliloquies? It's not a fucking soliloquy, but one of those speeches in films that's like, just like really gets you and like really gives you a visceral like thought and feeling that walks you through it all. And, like, I thought that was really well done.
That was Burt Lancaster. That was his last.
Man, fuck that guy.
That was his last performance.
Yeah, good.
Wow.
clearly it was because he went into the cornfield.
Yes,
I could have told you that.
And that's not just a dirty metaphor.
Yeah.
God.
Anyway, yeah, Field of Dreams has some great speeches about, like, you know, James Earl Jones has a good speech and with the great James Earl Jones voice. You know, the one constant, Ray, has been baseball.
His voice in that movie kind of made it. I mean, if you, I mean, like, because he became a major character in it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, before it was just like this crazy farm boy, you know, just like, but then when you threw him in there, people began to believe it, you know, because I remember, I like watching the movie when I'm older now, because I'm like, damn, this is a good movie. But younger, I was like, play baseball, do something, you know, and it's like, quit falling, you know, it was like, I wasn't into it when I first saw it. It's like, what is this movie? What is happening?
Yeah.
But now watching it later, I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty badass.
What's like the best baseball movies? Baseball is just a backdrop for, you know, more. You know, it's like Bull Durham is a love story, date, you know, romantic comedy, you know, slash like observational humor about relationships. Baseball is just a backdrop.
Yeah.
I thought that Field of Dreams was basically just like a son that missed his father that created like a ritual summoning circle that brought back the dead and the spectral. Undead again, started to walk on.
We are copywriting this, right? I mean, this is a major motion picture.
If you build it, he will come. Yeah.
Maybe it's both the summoning circle and
Field of Projection. Dreams too. The dreams of the undying.
Yes.
The dreams of the undead.
Field of Dreams 2, Bloodsport.
Straight to Region 2 Blu-ray.
And then they just, like, everybody has a baseball bat right by the front door, like, Mom, Matt, I'm going out to play. Like, take your zombie baseball bat.
Swing away.
Yeah. Ooh, that might be my favorite baseball bat. Signs. But the James Earl Jones quote about the one constant is baseball made me think of that YouTube video where somebody overdubbed all the Darth Vader scenes with James Earl Jones from other movies.
Yes.
And that's one. You got Vader coming in waiting for the Emperor to arrive, and he's like talking to the other stormtroopers, and he's like, one constant is baseball. And then he turns around and walks away, and the stormtroopers are like, what the fuck? Yeah. It was an excellent
YouTube-centric
video, which Todd will link below.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting on my movie site, moviereviews.us. Yeah.
Yep. So if I was going to go to a website and look for movie reviews by Todd Wofford, what was that website again?
Why, Taylor, it's moviereviews.us.
I couldn't hear you over Taylor's gross incompetence. Could you say that again?
That's moviereviews.us.
Now, where, if I was wanting to listen to this podcast, where would I go?
You can find us on iTunes or Spotify, and you can like us and give us good reviews because we love you.
That's a good question, Travis.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, Taylor, what was that excellent lunch you had today? Was it like Easy Mac and Cheese? Boy, we sure do love Easy Mac and Cheese here at Ciclovino. It's so easy. And it's cheese.
It is.
Get you the Mac.
I can't wait till we have a sponsor and it's like a cigarette company. It's like, man, I could really use a smoke right now, guys.
It's like, Laramie.
Is that unfiltered? You bet it is.
You bet. Speaking of, another great, it wasn't a movie, but we just brought up cigarettes and Laramie. The softball episode of The Simpsons.
Homer at the bat.
Homer at the bat is one of the greatest. Madeline Canseco.
Well, hold on. We can't use this, right?
No.
We
got to copyright. You can use up to 8 seconds. Then you have to copyright.
Oh. All right. You
got
them.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got four.
Well.
What's the next line?
The straw.
Oh.
Damn it. But that one, because it just had all the actual athletes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just The Simpsons, which is my favorite show of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Was just hilarious.
Probably, I mean, Steve Sachs' best performance, I think.
You said we can use 8 seconds?
Yeah. It's like a rodeo. It's like a bull ride.
You just don't know when to keep your mouth shut, do you, Sachsy boy? It is, you know, again, I'm a Simpsons fan, so I'm spoiled a little bit, but like, still one of my favorite episodes. Mm-hmm. Just because I can only imagine being like a fly on the wall and seeing all those athletes in a booth, which, I mean, I know they weren't, but to have them all doing their part. And I can just imagine, you know, especially Wade Boggs, like reading his and just being like, what the hell? It was like, I get into a fight with Barney? It's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. So 8 seconds like total or 8 seconds from a specific movie? You get
like 8 seconds of an excerpt like that total.
We are the members of the All-American League. We come from cities near and far. Done. 7.98. Suck it.
Boom. So The Simpsons references another great baseball scene from The Untouchables. I think it, and I forget if it's home or Deep Space Homer. It might be that one where, you know, Mr. Burns is going around the circle of his employees with a bat. It references the Al Capone scene where he's like, you know, baseball is a good example of, you know, success, triumph of the individual. I'm paraphrasing, but it's like, you know, when you go up to bat, you're in it for yourself and personal glory, but then you take the field, you're part of a team.
Mm.
And, you know, sometimes people don't know the difference or whatever, and then Al Capone bashes the guy with the bat at the table. And, you know, Mr. Burns is just like, you know,
send the widow. What are you doing?
Didn't he ask him to lay down? No, lay down. Get stop down.
Send the widow a corsage.
Yeah. Like, stop that. What are you doing? Yeah, so that was... I'm sure we'll get into it in another podcast down the road, but it is amazing the amount of movie references The Simpsons have done in the early years. And I'll be honest, as a fan, I mean, it's been going 30 years now.
Yeah.
I've kind of fallen off on the most recent episodes, but you're talking about the first 10, 12 seasons. It's like, even the first 5 or 6, it's the amount of movie references that, you know, took me so long to realize.
Sports,
like,
movies and everything. Sports,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's everything.
Yeah, but, I mean, in middle school, that was like 30% of how we communicated through quotes.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've said these goggles do nothing, but it's been quite a few times.
I often use the Demolition Man, like, you're damaging my calm, or enhance your calm, and or I'm like, oh, these people are pissing me off.
Murder, death, kill.
Yep. Little Nina Huxley.
We're going to take a brief break, and then we're going to come back with some more Cinema Vino. I'm going to get some more Vino.
Baseball.
Yeah. Hold on to your britches. Welcome back to Cinema Vino. We're going to talk briefly about our beverages that we're having. We started out with the Maximus from Lagunitas, which is a big old beefy IPA. I forget how strong that is, but it's...
I think we're getting close to about 10% there.
Yeah, it's strong to mid-strong.
Well, 8.2.
Yeah, it's tasty. Mm-hmm. But figure, you know, we're talking about baseball, which is the American pastime. That's the ultimate, like, hot dog and a beer sport.
God, why didn't we have hot dogs for this podcast? God damn it, Todd.
And technically, Travis, I was referring to you as sport because that was a common there. It was like, you know, hot dog and a beer sport.
I was not intelligent enough to get that, but do you have any cold wieners in your fridge?
Oscar Mayer wieners?
I'll take any wiener I can get.
Cold wieners was my nickname in high school.
Now I want more of that easy mac and cheese.
Cinema Vino is brought to you by Ballpark with Franks.
The Oscar Mayer wieners inside of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chop up some. Do you ever, I was going to say, do you ever scissor your wieners?
Travis and I locked eyes so hard right there, and that confused me so much.
I mean, some people use scissors in their drawers in their kitchen just to cut up meat and shit. I was like, that's fucking weird. And I just thought about cutting up hot dogs in your mac and cheese, easy mac and cheese, Kraft. Anyway, scissor and wieners.
Wait. So how do you cut your wieners?
Oh, I just get a knife and maybe a fork. And I like to go, I cut it in half, right, lengthways,
yes.
And then I get the fork, and I keep it down, and then I chop them up. That way I get, instead
so you
of just
like small chunks.
Yeah, well, but I take big bites.
That's how the Son of Sam did it, too.
So, Todd, this wine sure is swell.
Yeah, we are drinking this is an Alsatian white, the Meyer Fon. Nice, crisp, light.
It was good, yeah. It's a 2014. Yeah. I drank it pretty quick. Pretty damn tasty.
Mm-hmm. Tastes like freshly plucked Granny Smith apples with like clouds and dreams.
I would say the first part of that was pretty accurate, though.
Like most of the time, Travis starts off coherent and then quickly goes off the rails.
So. You could say this was a field of dreams.
Taylor, that was tasty.
God. All right, guys, I'm out of here. God. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, listeners.
I'm shaking Taylor Owens' hand.
Yeah, I'll see you next week. Bye.
It was a little wet.
Best thing I've ever heard in my life. That was, it's good stuff. It's, we'll post a thing to it on moviereviews.us. You can find more of this delicious white. It's by Kermit Lynch. Kermit Lynch is one of the best importers of wine out there.
Kay Lynch?
Yeah. Kay Lynch.
What is this... what is this retail for?
Ooh.
I got that as a gift. I'm not sure. I'm going to guess if I had to...
$48.
No.
No. $1 million. If I had to put a guess out there, I would say this is in the $16 to $18 range.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It may be $16, but it tastes like $18.
That is a good tagline.
That is. Yeah. Man.
Yeah. I would take any sponsorship for us on the condition I could think of our tagline. It's like, I mean, kind of like that, where it's like, you may think it's worth 15, but it's actually 14.
And this pairs well with some easy mac and cheese and Oscar Mayer wieners.
Oh, my God, it would.
Tastes like apples and hopes and dreams.
Todd, what you got in your pantry right now?
That's a whole new podcast
that
right
is,
there.
That is a loaded question. I'd like to get in your pantry.
Good Lord.
Anyway.
Okay. Excuse me.
So
pantry sounds like a plural of panties.
So sports movies. So I mean, baseball movies are kind of the quintessential American movie, but Americans love sports movies in general. Do baseball movies make the best sports movies?
I would say story-wise, yes. Mm-hmm. I think just because, and I do love baseball, but baseball being like a longer game, it's like, I mean, shit, you can spend a whole entire scene, throughout an entire game. Mm-hmm.
Sandlot does that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I feel like, it makes it it makes it so easy. And, I mean, from a cinematographer point of view or director, it's like, you have one scene. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, we're going to shoot half the movie in this old dusty field, all off, Sandlot.
Yeah.
But when you look at other stuff, like other movies, basketball movies, I don't know a whole lot of basketball movies. But
he got game.
But Jesus.
Shuttlesworth.
Yeah. Football movies.
Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues. Mm-hmm. It was just like, and Necessary Roughness. Mm-hmm. Sinbad's greatest role ever.
Scott Bakula's greatest role ever.
Actually, gentle Scott. Listeners, I am putting my mouth on Taylor right now and sucking and blowing.
why couldn't that leap have been the leap home?
Oh, that movie just meant so much to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, but again,
Kathy Ireland as the kicker.
There were
E. Honda as somebody. I don't know.
What? E. Honda from, oh my god!
From the Street Fighter movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's one of the linemen.
He is
okay.
He's the center, I believe.
Okay, I thought.
I mean, he's big. That's all I know.
I thought you briefly went to a dead language there for a second.
Hey, what was Sinbad's line in Necessary Roughness that you really love, Todd?
Come on now.
I just remember Rob Schneider as the announcer.
That was a breakthrough role for him. Mm-hmm. Wait, that was big.
What was the line of Sinbad, Taylor?
You and me, we gonna party. Yes.
And that's where his career ended. Mm-hmm. But that was the pinnacle also. So that was...
There's a little movie called Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
Oh, also First Kid. Son. Oh,
First Son. Kid.
Whatever.
First Kid.
Yeah, Disney's the Paycheck.
I need to go back and watch Disney's
The Blank Kid. Check.
Blank Check.
Blank Check.
Blank Check. I think Sinbad was in that.
Oh, he was? No, yeah. No. Wait, was he?
I think he was in that. I think Dennis Leary was in that.
Oh, was he the driver? No.
No, that like was some goofy different... dude. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I think baseball is just much more of an easier sports movie to do. You know, basketball's a little too fast-paced. Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been some great football movies. What's the Any Given Sunday? Mm-hmm. I love a good Oliver Stone. Is mm-hmm. that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But man, let me put it this way. You got to pay attention to that. It is so fast-paced. The scenes mm-hmm. are always changing. It's like, I mean, I liked the movie. I thought it was very well done, but it was like, my God.
My name is Willie. Willie Beeman. I keep the ladies screaming. Stop.
That was almost 8 seconds.
That's 8 seconds, so.
Great.
Wait, is that our Luke Perry thing? Is that 8 seconds? Hashtag RIP. For real?
That's one drink.
I wanted his hair and those sideburns so bad.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Did I just timestamp this podcast?
No. Okay. Sideburns are eternal. 90210 is eternal.
I will timestamp this podcast for Luke
Steve
Perry.
Sanders is eternal.
Luke Perry's greatest role, though, was in The Simpsons with the crusty comeback special.
Oh, mm-hmm. Taylor, you pronounced Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie wrong.
I forgot about that.
Oh, God.
Christy Swanson. Oh. R.I.P.
And David Arquette and Paul Rubens.
Whoa.
Wait.
I think my headphones
Was he the vampire?
He was.
One of them, yeah.
And Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Hauer's greatest Hauer, role.
Who's played like three or four different vampires or Dracula or whatever.
Man, was that Rutger Hauer or Helmut Berger? I don't remember.
Rutger Hauer.
Anyway.
But yeah, you're right. The 4th of July is equated with baseball more than any other sport.
Well, yeah.
Right? Like you got Sandlot. When they're playing a night game and they run
fireworks, yeah.
and get their they yeah. get their fucking weenies,
mm-hmm.
and then they run to the same lot so they can play and you know among the lighted fireworks, yeah. which is really cool. But yeah, you're right. Like football gets basically Thanksgiving or even like isn't there a New Year's Day game
mm-hmm. for college?
Even,
yeah,
and Christmas, they don't play on Christmas, do they?
Or do they I mean, there's no games. So.
Basketball's Christmas, mm-hmm. typically. But yeah, I mean, I think baseball is like kind of this, just a more American like film style.
And like it has to be spring, summer. It has to be mm-hmm. generally good weather.
Right.
Yeah.
You picture sunny. You picture green fields.
That's right, because they're always playing outside. They never play covered, do they?
I mean, they have domes and stuff, yeah. but I mean, in movies.
Bitches.
In movies.
Pussies.
Sorry. You generally have like, you know, good weather. I mean, good weather. There you go. Hashtag 13th Warrior.
I just like rain in movies, and I'm unafraid and unapologetic to say it.
You like rain?
Yeah, I just like rain.
Yeah, when it comes to movies, Travis prefers rain.
Yep. Rutger Hauer again. Roy Batty, Blade Runner. Rain.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Got my case.
Hashtag Deckard is a replicant. Mm.
Yes.
Have you seen Blade Runner, the original?
That's for a different time.
That's for a different podcast.
Oh, shit beans.
Senor.
Yeah. Was Luke Perry in that?
Fuck yeah, he was.
Very early role. Paul Simon was in there briefly.
He played the foil unicorn.
I'm just gonna believe all of this. I'm taking this for word. It's like, so when I say something, like, so yeah, so Paul Simon, he wrote like the score for Blade Runner. Mm-hmm. It was like, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's where me and Julio down with the
school. Yeah, it was like, yeah, it was part of his thing was like he has to be in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was the shortest replicant ever.
Yeah. Any other like favorite movies that are not baseball?
Sports wise,
yeah.
I mean, to me, I mean, I think baseball movies make the best sports movies because it's kind of, I hate to agree with Al Capone, where it's like you can dramatically, you've either got the dude at the plate who is his own,
yeah,
to control the game on his own, or you know, you got the part of a team thing where everybody has to work together.
Right, for
you,
sure.
You get both dynamics, and yeah, a baseball player has to learn how to do both.
I do like, I said it jokingly earlier, but I do like Jerry Maguire because you get to see the other side, yeah, of the game because they did show. What, the Rod Tidwell, mm-hmm, playing in his, you know, Cardinals football games. But, like, all the shit behind the scenes, honestly, to me, not being a sports lover, is kind of more interesting than the actual games. I mean, the games, you know, when crazy good shit happens,
yeah,
of course.
Mm-hmm.
They did it really well. That was a Cameron Crowe film.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really well done. I don't know if he's, how many other great films he's done since. I know Almost Famous.
Almost Famous.
But I can't really.
Vanilla Sky was.
Hmm? Wait, decent. Cameron Crowe?
That was
Vanilla Sky.
That ain't right.
Well, it was a remake of.
Well,
Abre Sus Ojos.
Yes, it was a. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Cameron Crowe. Yeah.
The, I just boggled Travis's mind. He did not expect Spanish.
No,
I didn't know Todd could do that.
Abre Sus Ojos.
But yeah, and you know, it's funny though. You don't see a whole lot of the sports movies much anymore. Uh-uh. Like full. I mean,
basketball.
It's like, oh, sweet,
sweet. And
oh man,
you see a lot more of the stuff like what is it, the Rock thing on HBO?
Christ. Oh, Roadkill caught on tape. Oh my god! It's like,
oh my god!
Oh, that movie
was YouTube around then because that is like
that was.
That's a pinnacle YouTube video. Roadkill caught on tape.
That was rough. That movie was rough. But
I mean, Yasmin Bleeth's Baywatch career just soared after that. She was in that movie, and then things started happening for her. She got that Oscar.
Oh God of heaven! And
that was sarcasm.
Yeah, but. I forgot where we were going with all that, but
you're saying you don't see a lot of sports movies, and I was thinking, well, it's like you see more they play the more Jerry Maguire angle of the ball, like was it the Rock Ballers? They look at it from the other angle, like the business side of it.
I couldn't watch Ballers. I tried, and I was like, this isn't for me. Mm-hmm. However, Moneyball with I totally forgot about that. Brad Pitt. And Jonah Hill.
Yes,
co-written by Aaron Sorkin.
Ooh,
That was a good
film.
And PSH.
Oh yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh yeah, he was a manager, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
Rest in
Aaron Sorkin.
Sleep.
Say what you will.
That dude can write.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's good shit.
Yeah,
I watched about 30 minutes of Few Good Men the other night, and I was like, this is pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jack Nicholson just absolutely just tears up that part.
You guys need to go back and watch Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip again. It's not bad.
I need to give that another try.
I mean, I still need to finish West Wing.
And it might be that we had finished West Wing and it was like, I'm a little Sorkin burned out right
Sports
now.
Sports Night.
Sports Night was good.
Yes, that Sports was, Night was good.
Oh, fuck. And then, Sports Night.
And that examines the more the other side of the sports rather than being in the trenches.
Actually,
was that 3 seasons?
No, I think it was two.
I think it did 2 seasons.
And it was a half-hour show.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I think.
But I will say this has been another episode of Cinema Vino, and I would like to thank Tay and Trav.
Hey.
Travis.
He doesn't like being called Trav, which is why I tend to call him Trav. Because it's what we call tough love.
If you ain't rubbing, you ain't grubbing.
Rubbing's racing.
Click it, don't tick it. Wait. Hey, click it. Wait. Replay. Click it or tick it.
Yes. Turn around, don't drown.
Pigaloo Poopaloo Brothers.
That was Big Top Pee-wee.
Seconds.
Oh. Okay. I'm gonna bring us back in.